Welcome to episode 65 of the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Beth Bielow. Since 2010, the Introvert Entrepreneur has been providing information and inspiration for introverts who want to amplify their strengths, as well as for extroverts who want to understand why introverts are so doggone quiet. I'm a professional coach, author, and speaker based in the Pacific Northwest and serving introverts worldwide. When introverts learn more about themselves and then discover others like them, there's one overwhelming and relieved response: I am not alone. My guest today writes about how we can use that awareness to our advantage in her ebook, The Introvert's Guide to Success in Business and Leadership. She writes, "Acknowledging and understanding the real meaning of this simple statement, 'You are not alone,' is a key tenet to succeeding as an introvert." Lisa Petrilli is Chief Executive Officer of C-Level Strategies, Inc. She is passionate about visionary leadership and true empowerment. You can read more about her impressive credentials on her website, lisapetrilli.com. And Petrilli is P-E-T-R-I-L-L-I. This podcast focuses on another of Lisa's passions, helping introverts succeed in business. Through her ebook, The Introvert's Guide to Success in Business and Leadership, Lisa shares how, after discovering how to use her introversion to her advantage, she went from being a new college graduate to holding responsibility for a $750 million business in just 10 short years. Lisa's ebook tells us how she did it and reveals very specific, actionable steps that introverts can take to be abundantly successful in business, life, and leadership. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Beth. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, I am very curious. What's making you smile today?
I would have to say the snow, because we have a snow day, and right now it's falling softly, so it's got a very calming, peaceful feel to it. So definitely making me smile.
So I want to talk about you as an introvert to get things kicked off. First, you know, when and how did you discover that you were an introvert?
I discovered that by taking the Myers-Briggs test when I was pretty early on in my career. So it was through an opportunity at work to go through the instrument that I really began to understand what that meant, and began to understand a lot of my own preferences and why I had been doing things perhaps the way I had. So it was very much an eye-opening experience for me.
What do you think was the most either validating or surprising thing you learned?
Definitely what was most surprising, validating, and has continued really to be what I see surprises most people when I talk with them about the introversion, is the fact that it's all related to energy. That was really the biggest eye-opening aha for me, and continues, like I said, to be what most people seem to not really understand about introversion, and then they have that very same aha moment when we talk about it.
I really appreciate the phrase you use, fire within. That's so descriptive, and it seems counterintuitive, I bet, to some people, because they think of introverts as quiet, and having fire is not necessarily something they would imagine.
Exactly. And I would never necessarily describe myself as loud, but I would, you know, the stories that we see in our head and the way we're able to grasp those stories and tell those stories, we have these amazing strengths that others don't tend to expect from us, because they might see us in a situation where there are a lot of people. And so because of that situation, we tend to be quieter in those moments than we might be in others. So we get judged based on how we are in that larger group. And that judgment really isn't fair of us, number one, but it's not representative of who we are as individuals and across the board in our lives.
So how did the awareness that it had more to do with energy than it did social skills or shyness, how did that awareness influence your work?
It didn't influence my work itself as much as it influenced the way I felt about my work, which was huge, because so many people, you know, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about who you are in your work and in your career as part of a group or a team or a company is so important. And it helped me to see that when I was sometimes wanting to just be alone at lunch or go have lunch at my desk, it was okay. It just meant I needed that time to recharge. But it also taught me that I needed to find other ways, look at certain behaviors like she's going and having lunch by herself. They view that as, okay, she doesn't want to be part of the team or she doesn't like us. And I would have to find other ways to make sure that wasn't coming across. And that's really critical, especially for extroverted leaders who have team members who are introverts who want to go off and have lunch by themselves, especially, you know, when you're working together as a team for long periods of time. You have to honor that. And it's just an innate need that we have to go recharge. If we don't, we're not going to bring our best self back to the team, back to our work after lunch or after, you know, whatever it is that we're taking a break for. So I really encourage extroverts, as much as my ebook was written for introverts, extroverts have told me they've learned just as much because it gives them a much better appreciation of the people that they work with, either as colleagues or who work for them or who they work for, perhaps are their managers. So definitely it's how I feel about it, knowing that there's nothing wrong with me, you know, that I can actually celebrate who we are, appreciate who we are. No one else is going to do that for us. You know, it's like anything else in your life, you have to do that for yourself. And only by doing that and honoring yourself do you then set yourself up for success.
It's so interesting, the story you just shared about lunch. I recently read an article that was just this little, it was kind of gossipy, but it was about Jennifer Aniston. Whether or not she's an introvert or not, I don't know.
So people are making a judgment about her without knowing anything about her, which is just a sad statement about society in general, but it happens in the work world as well. So we have to understand that that may be occurring. And I tell people just be really open with your team. Just say, you know what? I'm really burned out right now. I'm going to go have lunch by myself just to recharge. Ask them to go out, you know, for coffee with you or during a break time. Sit and talk to them specifically so they know you're interested in them and creating a relationship with them. You know, make that effort and do it in a way that's comfortable for you. But know that, unfortunately, that's going to happen. But if you don't honor that need to go recharge, then you're just, like I said, you're not bringing your best self back after lunch. And that's probably what she's doing. We have no idea, but to judge her based on one behavior is, you know, it's unfortunate.
You used to work in a more traditional corporate environment. And I know you, of course, made the leap to entrepreneurship. And as someone who's done that, and, you know, clearly you did it knowing your introvert tendencies, what kind of advice would you have for the introvert?
It's really important to get out of your comfort zone. So it's very easy if you're working from home, if you're a solopreneur, if you're, you know, in small teams, to get very comfortable in that environment and forget that your career still needs that external facing aspect to it. So networking is really important. Regardless of your career, the more relationships you build across various aspects of business and leadership and the world, the more resources you're going to be able to tap into as you create whatever it is that you're creating. So it's a win-win for you to create those relationships, and you're able to give back to people, which, you know, as introverts, we tend to love the ability to create new ideas and be creative and have visions and help other people with all of that. So networking in a way that's comfortable for you, which might mean going out to coffee with new people instead of going to a big networking, you know, traditional networking event, might be the route to take. But there might be situations where, you know, it really makes sense for you to be part of maybe an industry organization, depending on what your business is about. Ask how you can be of help to them. You never know. And just by being that for them, you can really change their day and create a new relationship. So go with that mindset. Stay as long as you can. Give to as many people as you can. And then let yourself go. But you at least would have made the effort. If you do that on a regular basis, it's really going to help your career. And like I said, the resources you'll be able to tap into, you just never know.
So really being intentional and consistent about putting yourself out there and being visible and connecting with people. And I've heard also, you know, like, and I hear in what you're saying, you never know. And so don't dismiss any particular opportunity as like, oh, that's going to be a waste of time.
Exactly.
You never know who you're going to sit next to or who you're going to get introduced to.
Exactly. It's true. And how that person could really change your life. Like it did, I mentioned, you know, in my book, Steve Woodruff, who we connected on Twitter, and social media is another great way these days for introverts to at least take a step beyond that comfort zone, so to speak, and introduce himself. But I introduced myself to Steve on Twitter and just said, hey, we're going to be at the same conference together. I look forward to meeting you. It was that simple because we had a similar background. And we ended up meeting before the conference started just for what was going to be, you know, a few minutes to talk, and ended up having so much in common in the pharmaceutical industry that we ended up spending a lot of time together over the course of that conference and leading leadership chat on Twitter for almost 2 years together. So you do, it's true, you do never know.
Well, one of the reasons I think introverts find networking a little bit challenging is because there's an expectation of self-promotion. And what you just said about how can you be of service to others is one of the ways that we can counteract that idea that we have to be out there and saying, hi, here's who I am and here's why I'm fabulous.
Exactly.
So you address in your book, which, as I mentioned in the intro, is called The Introvert's Guide to Success in Business and Leadership, that self-promotion in an extroverted-oriented marketplace can be very challenging and energizing.
The first thing they have to do is understand that it's important not to see it as tooting your own horn, but that it's important to progress in your career and in the business world by getting your ideas out there, by being visible, by letting people know who you are, what you're thinking about, what you're creating, what you're doing, which is only going to help your company by getting them out there. So what tends to be more comfortable for introverts is to do that maybe in small groups or one-on-one. So one of the things I talk about is, you know, if you're in an organization, especially as a lower level employer, just starting out in your career, try as much as you can to get the okay from your boss to meet with executives one-on-one for coffee, to ask people to mentor you, or just, you know, it's okay to ask executives if they'd be willing to sit down with you for 20 minutes for coffee. Most of them love the idea of giving some insight into younger employees. And that's a chance not only to ask them for their advice and their insight, but to share what you're working on. And so they have a better understanding of what you're doing and can, you know, so to speak, keep you on their radar as you're moving up the organization. Another thing that I used to do in what was a very large corporate environment was with some of the teams that I led, I would send out notes. Every time we would meet, I send out update notes on the progress the team was making, not just to the team, but to all of their managers. It was important because they were all providing resources and time, you know, their people and their resources to support the team. So I, from that perspective, wanted them to know what was going on, but it also let them know what I was doing as leader of the team, how we were progressing, and it certainly gave me some visibility. Another thing that I suggest to people is to volunteer whenever possible for a team or an initiative that you know is going to be visible and important to the organization, and in a way that might be more comfortable for you, but at least you're still getting out there. The organization knows you're working on something. People are hearing about you and what you're working on, which is important. And then another thing that I encourage people to do now is to use the opportunity with social media, with blogging. So many companies have corporate blogs. You know, see if you can write a blog for a blog post for the corporate blog, or if you can write an article for the company newsletter, and, you know, get the word out there about what your team's working on or what you're doing or something really important that others might be interested in learning about. If your company has an internal social media network of some sort, get on there with the entire intent to help other people. You know, offer to give advice, to help others in whatever way you can, and that's going to make you more visible and seen as a resource in the organization.
All of the suggestions you just made really do play on introvert strengths.
Right, and even leading meetings, though, that's something that we excel at. It's just we love when we're leading something and we have time, like you said, to prepare. So it's not something where we don't like to be put on the spot. So we definitely want those who work with us, who are our managers, to know that we have these amazing ideas, but the more time you give us to think about something, the better we're going to feel about presenting it to you. I was really under the impression that when he would ask me something and I would get quiet, that I hated it. And when he finally said something to me one day about, oh, you hate that again, I just know you're getting quiet, I realized I had no idea he was jumping to that conclusion every time I would get quiet on the phone. And we work via phone because we're across the country. And so it completely changed our relationship and the dynamic of our conversations, because now he knows you know, if he's asking me something and I'm quiet, it's just because I'm thinking it through and thinking about, you know, what are the ramifications of that on all the other people or on the initiative or resources or whatever that might be. So it changes the whole dynamic.
Well, you bring up a gift I think introverts bring to society, and that is silence and space.
We do.
And it's only a gift, I think, if we are able to honor it and communicate it and be transparent. So thank you for that story.
Well, and it's honor is a really important word, and I'm not using it lightly, and I know you're not either. It's just something where if we don't do that, then we're devaluing ourselves and what we bring to the table.
One of your specialties is leadership. And how do you see the principles of effective leadership as we usually think of it in a traditional corporate environment? How do you see those translating over into entrepreneurship? And I'm thinking specifically with a solopreneur who might not see themselves as a leader because they might not be leading a team or a program or a project.
Yeah, I think it's really the same thing. It's just you're in a different environment. So you're still most likely, you know, solopreneurs are generally going to be leading a business, leading an initiative, or they're working with clients or they have ideas that they're putting out there. You're still touching people every day through your work, through your message, through your idea, through your product that you're creating, whatever that is. And so it's all very simple. I mean, leadership really is just very simple at its core. And it's, you know, about honoring yourself and who you are, honoring that vision by being very clear about it, guidance, whatever it is that they need to move toward that vision with you. So it's really the same thing, just in a different environment. But it all goes back to honoring yourself and who you are. I hate hearing people who say, I used to be an introvert, but then I got over it. I mean, it's an innate preference. It's who we are. It's where we get our energy. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So celebrate that, recognize it, understand it, and value it so that others will value it as well. And then understand your strengths and lead from that point, lead from that place.
In your experience, what have you witnessed to be a typical introvert characteristic that contributes to strong leadership?
The vision, I think, because vision is so critical to leadership. And because we love that world of our ideas and being inside of our heads, and we're comfortable being there for a long period of time, so to speak, that we can really create that vision of where we want to go and see it. So I really encourage introverts to think about whether or not they do have that ability to create a vision and to see something in their mind's eye, and think about whether or not they've always been able to do that and just didn't understand the importance of it and how valuable that is, because so many people do not have that ability to do that. It's just not a strength of theirs.
Well, thank you for these insights. You've given us a wonderful range of thoughts on whether an introvert's working in a traditional corporate environment or they've broken off into entrepreneurship. I think that anybody listening has picked up some wonderful pieces, and I know I'm walking away and loving that fire within piece. That's a powerful image. So thank you so much for sharing all of that, sharing your expertise.
Happy to, Beth. Thank you so much.
I want to ask just two follow-up roundup questions. The first one's one I ask of all my guests. Actually, both I ask all my guests. So, but the first one is, if you were granted a year's vacation on Introvert Island, and there's no snow on Introvert Island, you'll be glad to know, and you could only take three books with you, and these are the old-fashioned paper kind of books, mm-hmm. what would you take with you and why?
I would take three journals. So I think that still counts as books. Since both of my daughters were born, I have been writing them journals. So I have a huge safety deposit box full of journals that I've written to the girls. So I'd take one for each of them and keep writing. And I would take one of my own because I love to write. So if I was going to be there for a year or for however long, I don't know if you said a year, but that's what I would definitely do, is be writing.
Yeah, what a gift that you're giving to your daughters.
Thank you. So they can go to lisapetrilli.com, and Petrilli is P-E-T-R-I-L-L-I. And on the website, there is a tab for the Introvert's Guide. It's an ebook, so they can buy it on Amazon or anywhere where they wanted to get the e-version. They can also download it in a PDF form from my website. So it's available in both ways.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. It's been a great pleasure chatting with you and hearing your perspective and about your experiences. So thank you for sharing your wisdom with us today.
No, absolutely. Like I said, I really appreciate the opportunity. So I hope it was helpful to all of your listeners.
Many thanks to Lisa for sharing her wisdom and experiences with us. I hope you're coming away with a few of your own aha moments that will support you in your quest to be a strong leader and professional. If you enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to become a regular listener. I'm really super excited about some of the guests that I have scheduled that are coming up over the next few months. These include Brad Feld, who is an entrepreneur, author, blogger, and venture capitalist at Foundry Group, Chris Guillebeau, author of The $100 Startup and The Art of Nonconformity, as well as being the founder of the World Domination Summit, and world travelers Betsy and Warren Talbot of Married with Luggage. These are just a few of the amazing guests that you'll hear from soon, and I invite you to join us for all of them. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends, family, colleagues, and social media networks, and consider leaving a review on iTunes or on the podcast webpage. If you'd like to learn more about my coaching, speaking, and training services, you can find me online at www.theintrovertentrepreneur.com. You'll also find information about my first book, Insight: Reflections on the Gifts of Being an Introvert, which is available through Amazon.com. This is Beth Bielo of The Introvert Entrepreneur, and until we meet again, remember that success is an inside job.